I mean,
the only thing I know is that I had to really open, like,
pretty much had to cut into my.
They had to cut two holes in me to get. So basically, I had to tear. I guess you can call it a voluntary abdomen tear. Yeah, that's what you want to call it.
Yeah,
I felt fine. I went to them. I thought I maybe strained my ab or had a contusion in my ab. And I talked to my wife about it.
And then I was like, all right, if I feel the same pain, I'll just bring it up to the doctors tomorrow. So I woke up next morning, felt totally fine. Just came in here, went and saw Mackenzie. I'm like, hey, can you just check this out real quick? He kind of thought I was just messing around. I'm like, it is. And he's like, here, let me bring in Dr. Evan. Dr. Evan came in, did a couple tests. And he's like,
let's just rule out the worst case scenario. Let's just get you get a CT scan. I was like, okay. I was like, as long as, you know, Friday's my big practice day, so as long as I can get it done before I can, so I can practice. I go in there, I do the test, waiting for the doctor to clear it, and then she's like, hey, the doctor comes in to talk to you. I'm like, when that happens, you kind of like, okay, what happens? So, right. So they come in, and she tells me, yep. So long story short, he said, you're a couple days away, what it looks like, and it's pressing on your abdomen, it's why you're having the pain. So then she's like, you can take the pill, obviously, or there's another surgery, or the third one. There's three different types of there's two different types of surgeries and one pill you can take. The pill is, you have like a 30% chance of, or you have a decently high chance of your body not getting rid of it.
Okay. So I was like, all right. So she's like, I think you aren't a candidate for that. I think we need to do surgery.
So I was like, okay. So pretty much I had to go do surgery. And then when I woke up, she's like, yes, we had to do the big surgery
because it was leaking, and I was about.
She's like, she thought it was a week from the CT, but she's like, you would probably, if it didn't burst Saturday, you would have bursted it Sunday. See, I like legitimately didn't feel anything wrong other than
really?
Like, okay. If you just, that's why I thought it was a contusion. If you pressed on my abdomen, I was like, okay, that's pain. It feels like I had a bruise. But other than that, I wasn't sick, felt totally fine, moving around, everything was good. It's just, when I tried to recreate the pain the night before I went to the doctor, it was like, okay, anytime I flex my abs or anything, that's not showing up. And this is where your guts are. So I'm like, that's the only part that was kind of freaking me out. And then my wife was like, oh, stop. Like, she's about to give birth. So she's like, it's probably nothing. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It probably is. So screw it.
If you don't get checked on Friday, you're probably going to play Sunday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And something could go
wrong. Well, unless it bursted in Saturday night.
Well, I'm simple. What if it happens Sunday, though?
Yeah, then I'm on the field. And that, actually, right. I'm not even – that's not the scary part. The scary part for me that people don't understand is when we have adrenaline going, so much stuff gets covered up.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even know I would have bursted it till post game. I would have thought I just got hit in the guts and I would have been like, just suck it up, finish out the game, then just figure it out. That's the worst case. So that's why people die. So, yeah, that's my luck. That's what I'm dealing with.